This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Report coming up here on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. I don't know, Kara's days may be numbered here, though, because she yawns.
What was that? What did you say? I was taking a nap. Yeah. I didn't hear it.
The nerve of her.
Yes, the nerve of her. Scandal at Wells Fargo. Creation of millions of fake bank accounts. The total at the moment is up to 5,300 people who have lost their jobs at Wells Fargo because of this mess. The bank has taken millions of dollars away from the retired chief executive and the head of the retail operation who came up with these plans. So, and there is a meeting this week of the board of directors of Wells Fargo. And they're trying to get rid of, apparently, this is, I love how these, you know, what goes around comes around kind of stories. The board of directors is, as in most companies, whether you realize this or not, is elected by the people who have stock. And the stockholders have put up a whole new slate of directors. And by the way, that's going on at United as well. Any public company, all the stock owners have a say, or could have a say. A lot of times the big owners, the blocks, like in the case of Warren Buffett, for example, if he wanted to change the board of directors on one of the companies that he owns a lot of stock in, he could easily get together with the other stockholders and say, okay, this guy here, we need to get rid of him, and they can change the whole board. And that's what's going on at Wells Fargo, and there's a move afoot to do it at United Airlines as they continue to stumble and fumble. But how do you come back after some of these really horrible negative news stories? Do people really keep in mind? I know somebody on the day that the Wells Fargo thing happened, I was talking with her about some investments that she had at Wells Fargo. I don't want to put money. I don't want to keep money at Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
That day. And then people that comes, they may not really remember what the problem was, but they associate negativity to Wells Fargo. The same thing. United has lost tons of business, and they'll be the first to tell you. There was something on a blog yesterday about how many people United admitted were either canceling reservations or they can see the effect of all this negative publicity on their bookings.
Well, so, once you lose the consumer's trust, it's very hard to build that back up.
Yep. It sure is. Okay, coming up, television news in a few moments. First, though, food news, the Food and Farm Report, including how to cook the perfect egg. How many people eat eggs here?
I just ate an egg right now.
You did. Was it a poached egg, fried egg? How'd you cook
Hard-boiled.
It? Hard-boiled egg. All right, what about you, Victoria? What do you do?
I love poached eggs on toast.
Poached
I do, too.
Eggs.
Yeah. But I want them poached hard.
I have a way for you to make... This sounds like I was working at a deli. I'm not a fan of eggs, but every once in a while I'll fry an egg and cook it like I'd kill it. I'd break the yolk. I don't want to see that stuff. It's gross. Or when I go out to eat, the kids always laugh at me because I tell the waiter or waitress, if we're having scrambled eggs, make sure you cook it, kill it. I want it cooked, 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 hard. So anyway, what I came across was the way to... make a perfectly round fried egg. How many people have mason jars?
In a cookie cutter? Oh.
Well, you can use mason. How about a mason jar ring? A little cooking spray on the grill, on the fry pan, and then, or use a little olive oil, I guess.
Oh, not the lid. You mean like the little ring
thing?
Yeah,
the round thing that goes at home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You can use like a metal cookie cutter, too, which works out, too.
Well, are they big enough, Jennifer, for a big egg?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen people take like a slice of bread with a cookie cutter. They punch out the middle and crack the egg into that in the pan.
Yeah, bird's nest or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Ugh, I just find it. Eggs are just gross. But that was something I passed on to people who want to cook an egg. Months after Chipotle announced plans to add desserts to its menu, they have revealed what dessert they're going to use. It's a bignellos. How do you pronounce that?
I'd like to
I don't know, but I don't think it's like, I don't think it's that.
Man, let me try this again. Buñuelos.
Jen, don't you speak Spanish?
Buñuelos. No. B-U-N-U-E-L-O-S. Buñuelos.
Buñuelos.
Mexican dessert.
The double
See,
L
there she
is
goes.
A.
Yeah.
Fried tortillas tossed in sugar, cinnamon, and honey with an apple caramel dipping sauce.
Mmm.
Wow.
That's almost good. Like a churro, right?
How many people here go to Chipotle's?
I do.
I used to go all the time.
I don't go to Chipotle.
Why do you not? Is this not an example of what I just said about Wells Fargo? Chipotle one bad act, and people started staying away from them. I've been...
Well, they had multiple Listeria outbreaks.
Yeah. They did have a lot of that, but that's not the reason. I just don't work in an office building where there. I mean, when the last job that I had, there was a Chipotle across the street, so I would get lunch there a lot. I liked it. I never had any issue with it. I thought it was good.
I've been, as I said, we went three or four times to Chipotle. I thought they were fine.
Yeah.
Frankly, Bob took me a couple times to one. Meredith and I have gone to a few of them. I just think they're. It's not. It's what you would expect. It's McDonald's for Mexicans. That's the way I look at it.
You know what? The quality, though, is
better.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot better than that. Yeah.
Better than that.
And the guacamole is actually real guacamole.
Is it?
You know, sometimes it's like it's like fake guacamole that's a little bit of avocado that's mixed with sour cream and all kinds of like food dye. It's not like that. It's actually real avocados.
All right. The food news department moves into the wine news department. This one's for you, Jen.
Oh, yay.
A glass of Prosecco. How do you pronounce that?
Prosecco.
Prosecco. As if that wasn't fancy enough already. You'll be happy to know, Jennifer, you can buy edible glitter to instantly upgrade your glass of Prosecco.
This is a story made for me. I'm totally into this. Glitter.
Raspberry Shimmer Papa Ball. What in the name of God is that? This is what this
sounds
gives.
Like edible glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are the next thing you're going to edible glasses. Put your wine in a glass and drink the wine and eat the glass.
Well,
yeah, it's just like a bread bowl at Panera. Ew.
Okay, so what else, Jennifer?
Well, I mean, like celebrations are usually done with champagne or sparkling or Prosecco. So why not make it a little extra glitzy and put some fancy glitter in there? I like it.
Yeah, they're rose gold. They're little heart-shaped flakes of gold. And I think it has a slight raspberry flavor, so it kind of makes your Prosecco turn a little bit pink. But, yeah, these are like, this, I don't know, I guess this is buzzing all over the internet. This is available in the UK right now, but they're trying to figure out how they can sell it in the US, because I guess it has to get some sort of FDA approval.
When you start eating metal, they want to make sure that it checks out.
Yeah.
All right, recall time. Check your pantry. Lay's recalling those jalapeno chips. How many people like Frito-Lay jalapeno chips?
A little too spicy for me.
They're jalapeno-flavored Lay's kettle-cooked potato chips.
Hmm.
Ugh, why do I have to mess up all of this stuff? How about just a regular damn potato chip? Why do we have to have all this other stuff added to it?
People like sriracha and all kinds
they
of
really,
stuff.
They really buy this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Mm. What's the recall on this one again? What's the reason?
Well, it's the sort of the usual thank you for... I just turned up my nose when I was talking about it. I didn't get to the root of the story. who would buy these? Oh, what fool would buy these? Anyway, there is the usual salmonella concern, and that's nonsense. Because salmonella, Listeria, salmonella, E. coli, unless you've got a really weak
get salmonella.
Immune system. Well, because the stuff that they're using, the ingredients, are probably not pure, and they put them in the bags, and they aren't finished being cooked. Who in the hell knows? There's all kinds of ways. Remember, we were talking about how you get crotch rot earlier. This is the same sort of principle that gets into the food. When things are not dried out well enough, you put them in the bag, and there's all kinds of stuff that is created. Those bags are put in boxes. They get hot, and they cook up stuff inside the bag.
And this is probably good because you've just turned me off potato chips forever by talking
really
about them with crotch rot.
Rot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Association. There you go. Doug's diet plan. He'll gross you out of your favorite food.
Yeah.
In a moment. Today's television report, what you will be able to see tonight that'll be cool. We'll get that info from Chen Chen in a matter of moments. Here, 16 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. Its lightning fast two-sided printing can save you both time and money.
Hence, $429.17. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 17 and change after the hour now. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Television News, Katy Perry, and LCD Sound System. What's that?
It's a sort of a dance techno kind of group.
Really? And Haim?
They're a band of three sisters.
Lined up as the SNL musical guests. For May 6th, Chris Pine is going to be the host on Mason Wonder. So they must be running reruns now. Is that what's going on?
Yes.
They're going to, The Rock is going to be the host with Katy Perry, and he's going to sing on May 20th. But, now, that would be worth staying up for.
Yeah.
Actually, Melissa McCarthy is hosting on the 13th. I find her, I used to not like her at all, but I find her now kind of intriguing. I don't know. Why am I?
This is the sweeps month, right? May?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep,
so that's why
sweeps.
They're pulling out the big guns.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So, Fox News has a personality named Jesse Waters, who's on that show, The Five, at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. This is how stupid this guy is. Last night? No, it was Tuesday night. I don't know. Excuse me, why we didn't catch this yesterday, but I didn't. The network played a clip of Ivanka Trump holding a microphone close to her mouth. So this dummy makes a sexual suggestion about the way she's holding the microphone. He says, it's funny. He says, he was talking about the left and how they respect women, yada, yada, yada. And then he goes on and he says, but I really liked how she was Fox, you dumbass.
Yeah.
You're going to make a
statement. He said it was about
like
the
that?
Tone. He tried to cover it by saying it was about the tone of her voice, which, you know, sounds a little little breathy that she is. But he's gotten a lot of flack on Twitter. And he was the guy that was on Bill O'Reilly's show. He used to do Waters World, and he did a weekend show, and they just promoted him like 2 days ago to The Five. I don't know how long he's going to be there.
Yeah, good riddance.
All right. Jen, what are we at? Wait, is there anything to worry about with the Hollywood writer strike? Are they still going on strike this weekend?
Well, here's the thing. They're getting ready to go on hiatus anyway, so the only thing it might do is some shows that were on the bubble may not come back because of the writer strike, and you won't get late night. But they'll work it out. I mean, they might go on strike, but at some point they will come back. It's all about streaming. They want extra compensation for the streaming services.
What do you have for advice for our listeners on TV tonight?
How about something a little different? Let's make fun of the president. We've never done that before.
Now it's new, yeah.
Comedy Central has a show called The President Show. It airs at 11:30 p.m. And you can forget the other losers dominating late-night TV. This is a series that dares to imagine Donald Trump as a late-night host of his own. His impersonator, Anthony Adamunic, stars as a commander-in-chief, and he'll take on Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Kimmel. Also tonight, a new Supernatural on the CW and MasterChef Junior at 8 o'clock on Fox.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Deservedly so, female artists around today is Shania Twain. I have I just like the way it sounds. Whatever she's singing, I like the way it sounds. She's announced plans to release her first album in 15 years. A new single called Life's About to Get Good, scheduled to arrive in June. There are no copies of it around yet, but we'll see if we can find one for next Monday, New Music Monday. Title for the new set hasn't been revealed either yet. That's coming out in September. So she has a single in June and then the album in September. She made the announcement during her appearance on The Voice on Monday that she was there for the first time.
She was a fifth judge. They had never done that before, but they made her
they
a fifth judge.
Just
because
her
she's,
on?
Yeah, just for one night, just because she's, you know, special and she's a wonderful mentor and advisor for everybody, and she's a big deal.
Yeah. I think if you're going to the Stagecoach Festival in Indio, down south of Palm Springs, that's going to be the first place to hear her new material. She's headlining the Country Music Extravaganza coming up this weekend. So
that's a big deal for her because she hasn't done concerts in, you know, like on that scale in a long time.
Yeah. I think she's very talented. Wasn't she involved with the bike rider there for a while?
Oh, that's Sheryl Crow. You mean Lance Armstrong? Yeah. No, Shania had plenty of drama. Her husband left her for her best friend.
That's well.
And then she and then her best friend's husband and Shania got together to console each other. Now they're married to each other.
It's going round and round.
Yep.
All right, Rolling Stones are in the music news. We take this portion of every hour to talk about music and some of the things that are going on. Stones were the surprise guests of honor at the Jazz FM Awards in England. They walked away with two prizes, including Album of the Year for Blue and Lonesome. Mick says, quote, "We started off a very long time ago in London trying to play clubs. Those clubs were jazz clubs. They used to kick us out." So this sort of feels full circle. After collecting the prize, the producer and president of Blue Note Records, Don Was, paid tribute to the Stones. He called them the most hardworking and talented musicians to ever step in front of a microphone. That says a lot.
Yeah.
Stones also collected the award for Blues Artist of the Year. Mick credited that to the record label because he initially wasn't eager to do it. But the label loved it, and so that was cool. Also, Van the Man Morrison was there, presenting the British rhythm, blues, and jazz singer Georgie Fame with a Lifetime Achievement Award. He loves Georgie Fame. He takes him with him on... I've been to a concert where Georgie Fame has been in the band.
I'm not familiar with Georgie Fame. Is he good?
Jazz, yeah, very jazz. He's very jazzy. Van Morrison loves to go off in different directions. He does a lot of jazz that frankly doesn't appeal to me because that's not why I like him.
It's a little too weird.
He's a weird guy.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
All right, a group of Muslim, Jewish, and Christian musicians have been celebrating their musical heritage together. Actually, it's been going on for 20 years. They're called the Shalom Shalom Music Project. Name means peace in Arabic and Hebrew. Musicians are from the U.S., Middle East, and Eastern Europe. They perform folk songs in Arabic, Hebrew, Yiddish, Russian, and French. This is one of those great, great ideas. The fellow who's the lead here, a singer named Riazman Ali, said, "I hope that by seeing people collaborating on stage and finding commonality in a beautiful and harmonious way, it can make... people can apply it to their own lives." What a brilliant idea. Congratulations to them for coming up with that. 28 past the hour here.
Hey, Metro PCS and Cricket customers. Are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to 4 lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 months credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Maria Francesca at SMB Works at earthlink.net with your astro forecast for April 24th to April 30th. This week starts out with Venus, the sign of love and beauty, going direct, so differences can be resolved. Although, remember that Mercury is still retrograde until next week, so watch out for frustration. The moon will travel through the signs of Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer. These represent the beginning of the horoscope. I predict that the week will be fiery, feisty, and fun. And there's an exciting new moon experience happening in the sign of Taurus on Wednesday. And we know that new moons are great for supporting us in starting projects. So take advantage of this powerful astrological event that happens only once.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In the groove at 34 after the hour. Dutch Stefan here with what you need to know about some things that are happening in our world. Actually, we're going to prepare for the Kentucky Derby in a few minutes. Live from New York. No, it's live from the Kentucky Derby, which is a week from Saturday. People get excited about that, the Triple Crown, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Have you ever been to the Derby?
I have not. No, I've been around a lot of horses in my life. And I've learned that there are more horses' asses than there are horses. They're not necessarily working together in the same world, but they're, I've been around horses since I was a kid. The farm that I worked on, grew up on, had a lot of horses, did a lot of experiments on horse feed and stuff there. I shoveled a lot of horse manure as a kid.
Mm. And so me too, actually.
Yeah, good. So there you go. All right. So then, but I also am going to have, I'm going to sort of wrap a few things together. Ideas for Mother's Day, which is 2 weeks from this Sunday. They're is I think a lot of people don't prepare. Maybe it's because I'm sensitive to mothers. I didn't have the greatest circumstance. And so now I try to give people some ideas, and I'm going to tie them together in a big bow for you in a moment, maybe give you some ideas. This is not too early to be thinking about it, by the way. It's kind of like Christmas. You know, you start buying Christmas presents sometimes at this time of year, sometimes even the day after Christmas, you go buy stuff for next Christmas. But I think a lot of people, some of these things, and I don't know that I'd call this a holiday, but it's a recognition. It's kind of a cool day. Recognition day, take care of your mother, bring her to dinner, or fix her a meal at home she doesn't have to be involved in. You know, that kind of stuff. So a few ideas to make the day better in a moment. First, though, a study of the Canadian Space Program. There have been some comparatives. You know how I love NASA?
Mm-hmm.
Always talking to my friends down in Melbourne along the Space Coast about what's going on there. Well, the news from the Canadian Space Agency this week, focusing on its fourth round of recruitment since the program began. They are certainly not as senior by any stretch of the imagination as we are. And I oftentimes think, why are they wasting their time? Why do all of these countries waste their time trying to build up a space program? Why don't we all get together and cooperate, share
yeah.
information and build this stuff together instead of all the energy that goes, the Chinese want to have their space program, the Russians want to have theirs, European Union has theirs, Canadians have got theirs. Come on, that's silly.
I mean, that made sense in the 60s when it was the race to space kind
right.
of thing. But, yeah you're right. I don't know why we don't just work together now. This may be a dumb question, but, I did not know that Canada had a space program.
Well, that's why I'm telling the story, yeah.
And, B, when did it start? Do you
know? Well, I believe that it started in the either late 80s or early 90s.
Okay.
When there were sending people up. The idea of International Space Station was when they kind of got started.
Mm.
And now they have their fourth round of recruitment, and they had 3,000 people apply for positions as astronauts.
Wow.
And they've cut it down to 17, and now the 17 are going through extremely stressful physical and mental tests to see if they have what it takes. For example, candidates had to escape from a submerged cage,
wow.
jump several meters down over into some very rough water, work with peers to put out fires and stop leaks in close quarters. It's all testing. I mean, all those things could happen up in the space. Can you imagine if the space station sprung a leak? I'm not talking about a water leak. I'm talking about a leak so that all the vacuum inside goes, out you go.
Ooh.
See, they also have endured physical tests, running, swimming, mental tasks, and how to work together as a team. That's always very, very, you could be the best person in the world, but if you can't work with other people, what the hell good are you?
Especially in such close quarters.
Yeah, exactly, right. The point of all this is to see how these astronauts respond under pressure and whether they have the personality to keep it together. There will be two spots in the Canadian Astronaut Corps this year. And they'll book those two for the 17. So it's kind of like one of those TV shows. What do they call it? Where the men and women are competing over really weird.
Like Survivor?
No. Well, I suppose in a sense. But there's those game things that are on, I think, on Friday night on NBC. What do they call it?
All kinds like of the obstacles. Ninja Warrior games and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what this is.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking. Yeah, the Ninja Warriors. All right. I promised I would give you some ideas. This may come across as self-sounding. I've put several of our advertisers together into a kettle. I'm going to give you the information about how to find them and just drop on you the suggestion that any or all of these things would make great presents for Mother's Day. All right? Starting with Sherry's Berries. You all have a story about your mother. You all have a story about your wife if you're married. Whatever the figure is, whatever the authority female figure is in your life, you got a good story. And as Mother's Day is coming up, Sherry's Berries is offering their absolutely beautiful, huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. You can double that order for $10. Pick the delivery date. Maybe you want, if you're like I am, I have in the past sent these things out 3 or 4 days in advance, so they get one, because there are different things. When you go online to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, use the code DJV. You can look around and see all kinds. Their signature product are the berries that are dipped in chocolate. They got tons of other stuff. So if you're really creative, you could go to berries.com/DJV or use the code, DJV, and look around and pick berries maybe one day and a different kind of fruit the next day or a different topic, whatever it is. But there are different choices, so maybe you want to do 4 or 5 days. That would be a nice start, a nice way to say to your mom, I love you. So it's berries.com. The code is DJV. Use that. You click on the microphone, put DJV in there. The deal will last, that deal that I talked about, $19.99 plus shipping and $10 for another dozen, lasts this week only at berries.com. Use the code DJV. All right, so that's idea number one. Idea number two, I was thinking about this yesterday, Victoria, mm-hmm. how we love and extol the value and virtue of parachute linens, but it isn't just linens. They've got all kinds of things at the parachutehome.com/DJV website. So if you go there, yep, you can buy bedding for your mother or your grandmother or your spouse if you want. I don't know, your spouse. I think it's kind of cheesy, actually, to get this for somebody you're sleeping with because you get the benefit of it, too. So it's like you give it.
Some would argue that's the best kind of gift.
Really, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A gift where, look, men are notorious for this. Giving a gift to their girl that it also sort of
for
benefits
him.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. So I'm just not like that, and that's why I was sensitive to it. You say I'm silly to suggest that. The bottom line is that if you want to give your mother or your spouse something that really will be valued when you get into bed to have that wonderful exchange that you have, the energy that you have, people have in love, you want to be between some sheets that are really comfortable. So give your wife or your mother parachute. Now, I'm not suggesting you want to be under the sheets with your mother, but visit parachutehome.com for great sheets with your mom and for other things that would be comfy and cool to have for Mother's Day. Parachutehome.com/DJV. That a good idea, Victoria? You like
it's
that?
It's a great idea.
All right. The other thing is to give your mother the gift of health for Mother's Day. There's nothing better, nothing that will make your mother healthier than getting blood all over her system. So I've taken all of these regular advertisers, put them together with an idea that's focused on Mother's Day. Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. Mothers want youthful circulation. They want to keep their bodies in good shape. They want to have the benefits of the river of life flowing through their body. So get your mom some Super Beats. Call 800-655-4183. Sign her up for the program. Get her into it. Your father will use this stuff too, but this is good for mom. Mom, I love you. I got these because I'm on them, and I think they're fabulous. You'll love them too. Something like that. Just say that in the note. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. Or you can order them online at DougLikesBeats.com. But think about it and do it for Valentine's Day. Get started. 800-655-4183.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, now 45 past the hour. Chris Morris joins us, the master distiller at the Woodford Reserve Distillery. And Tom Vernon is here as well. He's a cocktail aficionado. We should have Jennifer here for this. What is Tom Vernon? I'm going to start with you. A cocktail aficionado.
How you doing?
I'm well. You?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
By the way, these fellas are at the Kentucky Derby. That's why you hear the noise in the background. They're actually at the site of the Kentucky Derby. So I'm just telling people that there'll be a little bit of noise there, but it's all right because it sounds
out there. The Derby horses are on the track having their workout this morning. The sun is out, and there's Whip Reserve in front of us.
Wow. I don't know much about horse racing. I know a lot about horses. I don't know much about horse racing. So what's the connection here? The Kentucky Derby and all the excitement, supposedly, what is it, the greatest 2 minutes in sports? It doesn't take long.
Yeah, it is the greatest 2 minutes in sports. It's some of the finest athletes in the world, of course, thoroughbred horses, three-year-olds. And, you know, the Derby has a wonderful tradition that dates back. In 1872, Meriwether Lewis Clark left Louisville, Kentucky, to travel to Europe to see how horse racing was run in the old world, because here in the United States, it was becoming quite unpopular. And he fell in love with the Epsom Derby in England and brought the style of racing and the traditions of English horse racing back to Kentucky and created the Kentucky Derby. So most of our traditions, with the exception of the Maduro, are based on the English style of horse racing.
All right. Am I talking to Chris or to Tom here?
That was Chris.
I was Chris.
Was Chris.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about what brings you together with Tom and why you're there. The Kentucky Derby has a connection, I suppose, because of Kentucky bourbon to really good whiskey, good alcohol, yeah?
Yeah, we're really here to do with the Woodford Reserve $1,000 Mint Julep program, and really taking the inspiration from the classic old English races. So the Epsom Derby, or Derby, as we pronounce it in England, was first run in 1780. So the theme of this year's julep is really going to be the sport of king and queen. So we're taking that English inspiration and translating it into that classic American cocktail, the Mint Julep.
Right, so as people get closer to all the action here, what are some of the things? I think I saw somewhere that this is considered, usually horses that run in the race only try it once. Is that true? You can only run in the Kentucky Derby once?
Yes, the Derby is only for three-year-olds, so it is a one-time shot at immortality. So this is a big race for these 20 or so horses.
And so it's the same every year. It's 20 fresh horses every year. Because is that true of all the Triple Crown? They all have to be three-year-olds?
Yes, it is, because you go from the Derby to the Preakness to the Belmont. So that's the World Series, the Super Bowl, you name the sporting event. It's all rolled up into this one, three-race trifecta of the greatest sport.
All right, so we talk about the horses that run. We talk about the connection with bourbon. What are some of the other traditions that surround the Triple Crown and, most importantly, the Kentucky Derby, because we're closest to that?
Well, the Kentucky Derby's traditions are many. Of course, we're so famous for the wonderful dress, the style, the sophistication of the Derby. So the women who come out to the Derby are wearing beautiful dresses, and of course the requirement is the most exotic hats you've ever seen in your life. The men are dressed in ties and coats. You're drinking a mint julep. It's just the height of old style sophistication in a very contemporary form today.
Tom, we've got about a minute here. I want to go back to the mint julep itself. So you could pay $1,000 for a mint julep cup, and the money goes to a certain charity. Is that right?
Yes, every year Woodford Reserve does an equine charity. This year we're partnering with the Kentucky Derby Museum, so all the proceeds are going to them. What we're trying to do is really preserve the history and the heritage of this great sporting event.
Well, there certainly is plenty of that there. All the interest, I know the radio stuff is, I remember listening to it the first time. I thought, my God, you have hours and hours and hours of build-up, and then the race only lasts 2 minutes, and you spend hours and hours talking about who did what in the race. But it does take a specific type of horse, for sure. They are the athletes, and the riders are the athletes. So it's always very exciting because the purse is as big as it is. So thank you for bringing us some insight on the inside, both of you, Chris Morris and Tom Vernon, who are at the Kentucky Derby getting ready for the race next week in Louisville, Kentucky. 10 minutes for the hour here.
The Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
All right. No question as to why we're playing that from The Silence of the Lambs. Jonathan Demme, the director of that, was his first big movie, died at the age of 73 because he smoked too much, got cancer and all kinds of heart problems. But he was really, he had some great accomplishments, Chucker. Would you agree?
Well, he certainly did. I mean, he directed that movie, which went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Won a slew of Oscars, and Anthony Hopkins won the Oscar for Best Actor. He also directed the movie Philadelphia, in which Tom Hanks won his first actor Oscar for Best Actor. But certainly Jonathan Demme will be remembered for Silence of the Lambs, one of the more iconic horror films of all time.
Ugh, awful.
Great movie, though.
Yeah, I know. It's right up your alley. As they say, right in your wheelhouse. All right, so Chucker's got that in his mind. We also have some movie news for you in a moment. I want to talk about some of these other movies that are coming out, like The Promise. You keep talking about how there's big connections for some of these movies in the art houses, but okay, they're trickling onto the big screens because there's no other product to put on the big screens. I think that's kind of, I'm wondering whether this stuff is going to bite Hollywood in the butt. We'll find out about it in a moment here.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now?
Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees. Just $4.99. $5 Tala Jumping Beans tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric. $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday. At Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so it's 56 past the hour. This is Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man. The movie The Promise, which focuses on the plight of Armenians in the Ottoman Empire. I wonder, there was another movie about the Ottoman Empire out about a month and a half, 2 months ago. I think the Ottoman lieutenant. Remember I talked to you about that?
Yeah. I mean, The Promise, Christian Bale is one of the stars of the film. Actually, Doug, it got a fairly decent release. I think it's on close to 2,000 screens. It did not do well. It only made $2 million over the weekend, which again, proves my point that a lot of these movies that are made for more sophisticated, adult-oriented audiences are having difficulty gaining real traction at the box office. I mean, the Oscar-bait stuff does in December and January, no doubt, but throughout the rest of the year, a lot of this product really does struggle.
Oscar bait. Well, for people like me who love to go to the movies, I just like to go. I want to see something that's different. I don't want crazy stuff.
That's a good thing.
I went to see that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, The Aftermath, and that was him acting, actually. I thought it was quite good.
And I told you that release basically was only in less than 100 screens nationwide, and they're primarily selling it on demand. So you're one of those people, seriously, that sought that out at a smaller, independent-type oriented movie theater.
Yeah, and I found myself going more as a movie theater in Santa Monica on 2nd that shows all those things, and I find myself going there when I'm out in California once a week to some of the movies.
But my point is, you're the type of moviegoer that is getting less and less to these theaters. I mean, yes, there's still art houses that do well in New York and in Los Angeles, but I have an involvement with one in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and we really struggle for attendance. And I'll give you an example. That movie, The Last Word, with Shirley MacLaine, let's say that movie was released 15 years ago, that would have did good box office at theaters. Now it basically drew flies and barely registered at the box office because the audience who likes these type of films simply will wait maybe 30 days until they can watch it at home on demand, which is really the way the business has gone. Just one other bit of news. Indiana Jones 5, delayed 1 year, now getting a July 10th, 2020 release date. Spielberg is attached to direct. They reportedly have a script in place. Harris Ford will start, but it will not come out till 2020.
Wow. An old-timer by then. but a good old-timer. Thank you, Chugger. 59 after.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.